Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The question over the mental and physical health of Isabelle Balkany remains to be answered today as the trial begins at the Paris Criminal Court over charges of tax evasion and money laundering. Mrs. Balkany and her husband, Patrick, who is the former mayor of Levallois-Perret, are accused of using complex financial networks abroad to conceal a €13 million inheritance of properties in the Caribbean and Morocco. Mrs. Balkany is still in hospital after a suicide attempt. As campaigning for the European elections gets underway, Mairie across France will display a record 34 separate electoral lists for the general public to consider before taking their vote on the 26th of May. Campaign posters are being distributed, and political broadcasts across television networks will begin tomorrow, when the time allocated to candidates is based upon how well they did in the last ballot. MPs are looking at new ways to restructure the civil service as they review a new bill today on how to improve the system, both for financial purposes but also to create a better service. Future plans may mean a need to employ greater numbers of subcontractors. Police in Mulhouse have successfully intercepted a lorry carrying a significant quantity of cannabis, which entered the country from Morocco. The 11-ton haul has resulted in the arrest of 4 people so far. A new survey by IFOP has revealed a worrying increase in the level of abuse aimed at people in the LGBT community. Figures show that over half of those who identify as LGBT have been attacked either verbally or physically, a statistic which has risen by 5 points over the past year. A Swedish court has reopened the rape case initially brought against the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Prosecutors dropped the investigation after Mr. Assange was given asylum by the Ecuadorian embassy in London over a 7-year period. This asylum came to an abrupt end in April, after which he was placed in police custody in London. 2 leading supermarket chains are recalling packs of tuna sandwiches after they discovered that there were particles of plastic present within them. Casino and Leader Price have posted the product's barcodes on their websites and promised a refund to customers who purchased the sandwiches. It is still unconfirmed whether marine pollution is the culprit. Each minute of each day sees the equivalent of an entire lorry load of plastic being dumped into the ocean. And finally to tennis news and the first round of the Italian Open, which sees an all-French match between Richard Gasquet and Jérémy Chardy. Another Frenchman, Jo-Wilfried Tsonga, will play against the winner of the Monte Carlo Masters, Fabio Fognini. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.